This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Obama administration is fighting a multi-year campaign to crack down on often for-profit colleges that critics say don't do enough to prepare students for jobs while saddling graduates with too much debt. Today, the Education Department issues new rules for tracking how the graduates do and penalizing schools that fail to measure up. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is following this and joins us live. Good morning, Mitchell.
Hi, David.
So this new gainful employment rule, as it's called in education regulation speak, what is it? What's the problem it's trying to solve?
Well, it applies to vocational programs. A lot of them are at for-profit colleges, though also some at community colleges. So we're talking things like auto repair, nursing, truck driving. So programs that don't meet these new standards, they're going to be risking being cut off from government student loan and grant programs. That's $22 billion a year total in student loans and Pell Grants. So the standard is what's called a debt-to-income ratio. So for a program to pass, a typical graduate's loan payment has to be less than 20% of their discretionary income, or it might be 8% of total earnings. You know, the issue here has been high student loan default rates and allegations that especially for-profit colleges just don't land their students good enough jobs to actually pay back their loans.
And not everyone's going to be happy with this new set of regulations?
No. There are likely to be challenges from the for-profits, first of all. You know, they've been claiming that they're being unfairly targeted. They serve poor students and veterans. Those people need this education. Consumer advocates, on the other hand, say the crackdown doesn't go far enough. It should use loan default rates, which are really high, and it leaves out students who may not actually make it to graduation but still have lots of debt.
Mitchell, thank you very much. My colleague Kai Rizdahl talks to Education Secretary Arne Duncan about this on Marketplace's PM program later today.